what about the type that's square in the back and has a door in the back?
Oh, you're talking about the station wagon.
Okay. And you said two-door car. What other ways can cars come in terms of doors?
Two, four, all right. Five doors with the station wagon.
All right. What are like some cars? The small, they're real small cars. They have bucket. They have two bucket seats and one or one bench seat. You said coupe. Is there a distinction between business and sport in that category?
Yeah, I would believe that the one seat, particularly in the front, would be a little more conservative than the quote unquote bucket seat. So you would almost call that a sports model, really. Whatever it may be.
Okay.
I know we were sure enough angry when they started making bucket seats as kids. get your sweetheart to sit next to you.
Yeah, I remember. You remember when they first came out, they were always separate and bucket-like, and then they made them, well, they were separate, but they ran together. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, for instance, in the old Corvairs,
right.
Things like that. Yeah, now that was okay.
Yeah.
I could go along with that. Coming up, no, you couldn't sit next to your lady.
I think that was probably a mediary thing on the part of Detroit. They were starting to recognize the fact that buckets were that good. How about a small delivery truck, a very small one with a closed load bed? What would you call that? You know, just
Jeep probably would be about the best thing I could think of. A small delivery truck.
Just a small one. Maybe, you know, like now they have these
panel van.
Yeah, like a van. All right. Yeah, maybe a bakery or something. I'd use it.
Panel truck would be about this.
Okay. And what about one with an open load? What would you call it?
Pickup, probably.
Okay. How about a large, pretentious sedan?
Hall. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. Hall. Pretentious.
Right.
Hall. Cadillac.
All right.
It loses $100 as soon as you drive it off the parking lot.
Right.
So, yeah, they say it depletes about $100 as soon as you
drop. I've never seen more Cadillacs in my life since I've been here.
Oh, it's just Cadillac City. This is Detroit.
I can't believe this place.
Cadillac City, limousine, limousine service.
Even the small Cadillacs, those new ones, those Seville's, or they got compact Cadillacs.
Yeah, I saw that. I just thought I'd die. It cost more than a regular size.
Really?
Yeah, it cost more. It's much more expensive. See, you're buying a smaller, you're buying a novelty, that's what you're getting now. It's a compact Cadillac. Won't get you no more miles.
Right, I'm saying probably the same engine all the way to the front seat.
They just cut off, they just cut some of the behind off of it, which is really sick.
That's really strange, too, because I'm worried about my car here, just a short time here. I had it undercoated, but I'm afraid it's going to start rusting in about a year, Because every other car you see on the road has got this huge cancer all over it.
You bought it here or you just?
I bought it up north, but I think it was undercoated and I waxed it once and I've been trying to keep it clean, but I'm living on the beach.
Yeah, which is difficult.
Yeah.
And working all day, which means you don't have the energy to get out and deal with it.
Yeah, I should go wash it about once every other day or at least once a day. Oh, well.
Well, it's also bad. I think my poor car hasn't seen water other than rain for about 3 weeks now. I don't even know what to say about it anymore.
I've been getting a lot of rain.
Yeah, true enough. But that's still not washing the dirt off the car. The car is still filthy. It's
the residue. Is there a lot of salt that forms on that car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Well, the salt air is really destructive to cars down here, especially paint jobs.
Oh, well.
Very destructive.
I guess I'll be doing tonight.
Usually, even out here, when I'm out here, I'll try and park on that last road over there in the visitor's lot because there's a heavy salt breeze coming in from the bay. So I try and park somewhere else. Park in another direction. Particularly if I do have to park, and I usually back in to protect my engine as much as possible.